This is Good News Hour. And your speaker again at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with a message that's found partly in the Old Testament and partly in the New. I'm going to speak to us today on that word, rest. And I'm sure of this, that you're made to realize there is no rest in this life. And the Word of God says this, the wicked are like the troubled sea that cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. And there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Rest that is needed by the unsaved man. But we thank God today for the gospel by Matthew chapter 11, and verse 28 gives us the words not of man, but of the man Christ Jesus the Savior. And he said to men and women just like ourselves, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now I'm sure of this, beloved friend, you need that rest, unless there was a day in your history when you came to the Lord Jesus Christ for rest. Let me repeat that once again. Matthew 11 and verse 28 says, come unto me, and the Savior is the speaker. And he says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest to your soul. Now, in that chapter, it sounds like, first of all, rest to the body, and that is what it will bring. Then he speaks in the next one, rest to the soul. Men's bodies get tired, and men need rest for their soul. And I thank God today that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ came, bringing rest for the mind and souls and bodies of men and women just like yourself. I remember the time when I had no rest, when I had no peace. I was not settled within my heart as to whether I was going to heaven or not. In other words, I was sure I was not bound for the land of the pure and the holy, but I was bound for a sinner's doom. But now again, pardon, we are bringing before us the rest that has been provided. Now it was needed, and it still is needed, but thank God it has been provided, and provided by one that can bring you rest, perfect rest, in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. And wonder if the wonderful thing about it is, friend, it's for you. It's for you. You that are under the sound of my voice, listening to this simple message from the precious Word of God. And he says again in the book of Isaiah, this is the rest whereby they shall cause the weary to rest. Now, it's weary men and women, it's tired men and women that need rest and that want rest. And our Savior, he knows mankind, and he understands our hearts, our thoughts. In fact, he knoweth our frame, and there's one thing about us that the Savior does not know. I'll tell you why. When our Savior was on the earth, it said of him, being weary with his journey, he sat thus on the well. He got tired just like other men. He got weary just like other men. And he knows us, and he realizes we get weary. And now, let me repeat again. He says, this is the rest whereby they shall cause the weary to rest. I wonder if you're weary. I wonder if you're tired of the load of your sin. Well, the hymn writer says, let Jesus come into your heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the rest bringer and the peacemaker. For the Word of God says he made peace by the blood of his cross. And if you'll just simply come to Christ and all, listen, just as you are without one plea, but that his blood was shed for thee, and that he bids thee come to thee, O Lamb of God, we come. Wouldn't that be wonderful right this very time as you hear this word going out over the air, coming into your home or possibly office, shop, or car, maybe by that sick bedside? I realize this just as I've been visiting in the hospitals during the past days of my life. I meet with men and women that realize they're not going to stay in this world much longer, and they realize they've got God to meet, and many of them are wondering, how can I a sinner meet a holy God? Well, we can say this today. He is meeting poor sinners in grace. And he knocks at that heart's door. Oh, give him a place. And if you let him enter in at this time, he will bring you that rest and peace that your soul is longing for. Well, the rest was needed. And the rest has been provided. Now, some of us can say, and blessed be God, and that rest has been obtained by some of us. And the Word of God says again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7, and to you that are troubled, rest with us. Oh, will you hear that, dear men and women, boys and girls? And it comes to us from the Word of God itself, and it says, to you who are troubled, rest with us. Now, there was a class of people, and they were resting. Maybe someone is saying, where were they resting, and how were they resting? Well, the writer of that epistle was the dear Apostle Paul, and he was resting in the finished work of Christ, and he was resting on the written Word of God, and the speaker today can say, thank God, I rest on that precious, unerring Word of God. And then he tells us that the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. We are living in a day and age when people are losing confidence in the Bible. But I tell you, friends, it's a terrible day when men are going to turn their back on the written Word of God. And listen, the day we're living in, there never was so much unrest as there is today. Why, the entire world is practically at the boiling point and just waiting to boil over. And I tell you, the end is very, very, very near. You know, there are seven church ages in the book of Revelation. He starts with Ephesus and he ends with Laodicea. And the word Laodicea is the rule of the people. Now, let me just bring this before us. Who is ruling in our country today? There's the uprisings of all the poor people in all the world, and they're rising up against constituted authority, and they're saying, down with the rich, and down with this, and down with that. We want to share some of this. Well, friends, let me tell you something far better than that. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has riches untold in that city of gold, and he's gone back to prepare a place for every sinner that will accept Christ as his personal Savior. Now, this is the way that rest comes. The Savior said again, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest. And the speaker can say, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad, and I found in him a resting place, and he made me glad. And I want to tell you something else, friend. 50 years have come and gone since the speaker trusted Christ with his soul, and I can still say, he made me glad. And the word says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And for 50-some years, I've been able to rejoice in the knowledge of sins forgiven. I'm resting on the Word of God. I have rest and peace in my soul, and that can be yours today. Well, I'm going to read one verse in Hebrews chapter 3, and it's the last verse. It says, so we see they could not enter into that rest because of unbelief. Now, friends, we are born unbelievers, but God has given us a message to believe, and he's given us a Savior to believe. And if we believe that word about his salvation and receive his Son as our Savior, he will bring us that rest. Now, in the next chapter, that is chapter 4 and verse 1, we have these words, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left of us of entering into that rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. How do you stand today, my dear friend? Do you have that rest and peace in your soul? And if not, it can be yours at this time. But the end of the last chapter I read from, it said, so we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Men and women that cannot take God at his word and will not believe that Christ is sufficient to take them to heaven, they will never, never enter the kingdom of God. And those that can take God at His word, rest their soul for time and eternity on the written word of God and finished work of Christ, they will have that peace that God provided through our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 5 of this chapter 4, we have these words, and in this place again, and they shall enter into my rest, rather, if they shall enter into my rest. Now, here are the conditions. You see, God provided this, and God sent this in the person of His Son. But if I have failed to appropriate to myself the Son as my Savior, I will never have that rest. So again, I read one more verse in this chapter, and it's verse 9 of this chapter. Therefore, there remaineth a rest. There remaineth a rest. And listen, that rest has come in the person of our Savior. And for the last nearly 1900, nearly 2000 years, rest and peace has been enjoyed. Rest and peace has been preached. But let me say again, many living today have not yet made that peace, obtained that peace that the Savior made for them when Christ died in full payment for all their sin. But again, let me repeat this. Therefore, there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God, a rest remaining. Ah, beloved friend, and we'll enjoy that rest one of these days when our Savior rises up from His lofty throne and descends to the air with the voice of the trumpet, and He's going to call His church to meet Him in the air, and then we'll be forever with the Lord. If you want that Savior, take Him by faith, trust Him, take Him at His word, and thou shalt be saved. May the Lord add His blessing upon you. Our mailing address is 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, or in care of the station to which you are listening. And God bless and save you.